My, where was I? Oh, yes. He was on his knees, properly presented to me. I had just taken off of his blindfold and got to stare into his eyes, looking up at me with that cute little puppy dog look, filled with adoration and just an acceptance of waiting for what I was going to do next to him. Of course, by this point I was hungry, so I told him to start the episode and sit at my feet and eat dinner. And we did, and it was nice. And after we finished eating, we cuddled up on the couch for the last bits of the episode. I made him rub my neck a bit. In that quiet, peaceful moment. And then, after it was over, well, I made him come downstairs. I made him crawl downstairs. My hand on the top of his head, leading him where I wanted to go. He followed me, trusting, of course. We get downstairs to his little dungeon, and he just has recently gotten these awesome little lights. They go every color in the spectrum just from playing on your phone, and there's four of them, and the St. Andrew's cross is right underneath. All of my lovely little impact toys are laying next to it. I have quite a few now, though I'm always trying to expand my collection. I put the colors, two violet, two red, and then I make it so they're going to pulse with the music. I forget what I threw on, to be honest. A lot of times I like rock or Irish, I like Flogging Molly and such. I like when there's a contrast in slow moments where I'll hit slower and be a little more sensual, and then it breaks into these violent, loud, fast-playing music, and I can just start wailing on them. So anyways, I get him all arraigned on the St. Andrew's cross. I attach his cuffs to the eye hooks in both the ankles and the wrists. And so he's there, completely supported, and I walk around him a little bit, trailing my fingertips over him. I put the blindfold back on, because, well, I love taking away a sub's senses and making it so their only sense is my voice and my touch. Putting them focused completely in their own little world that I control. It's nice. And I whisper in his ears, and I say things to make him start to worry, make him start to wonder, what am I going to do to him? Because when I play with someone, I don't do the whole, like, tell them ahead of time, discuss it. Not with my subs. If I'm playing with them, I generally know. And everything's a surprise, unless I want to make them worry and squirm for me. So I go down and I look at my toys laid out before me. Floggers. Floggers are always good to start with. So I grab my nice flogger. It's generally my starter. It's beautiful and black with a lovely handle. The ends of it are all like suede, braided into each other. So even when you're hitting really hard, it's not that bad. It's more that impact feel than actual pain. And I just drag it lightly over its skin. I put the handle in front of his face, and I tell him to inhale, because I love that leather smell. And he has to wonder which of my leather toys it is. But as I rub it across his back, I'm pretty sure he figures it out. Before I take it away, leaving just a pause, just a moment of quiet, no sensation, before I bring it down on his back. And I start smacking him, lightly at first, spacing it out. here and there to the music, and just feeling the music going inside of me. Just losing myself in this nice, fairly gentle start to the night. I start to warm him up. Soon, his back is starting to get a little warmer. He's making cute little noises as I hit harder and harder and start going onto his ass as well. Flickering it back and forth, always hitting one side then the other. I do this for a couple of minutes, enjoying myself, getting my muscles all limber and loosened up, getting his back all warmed up. And then I touch him nicely, play with him nicely, before going and grabbing my next vlogger. Now, this one I love. It's blue and black, and it's got a couple of shades of those colors. And it's half leather, half rubber. So when I rub it over your skin, it has a different sensation. And when I beach someone with it, it has a little bit more sting. It's still got that lovely oomph of an impact that I adore. But it's also got a bite to it. So I start beating him gently at first on his back. But this time I don't stay gentle for long. He's warmed up. He can take it. I start beating harder and faster, and the music pulses into a faster rhythm, just like my arm. Beating him longer. About 10 minutes, just going harder as his breath starts to quicken. He starts making more and more noises and squirming underneath of his restraints. I go from his back to his ass, and then when he starts squirming too much in one area, I move back to the other. Again and again, I can tell I'm hurting him now, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit. My strikes keep getting harder and harder. I'm starting to consider, should I move on to the very painful flogger? That one's made more of a bull hide, and it's rough, and it's not completely treated, so it has a hell of a sting. Even a light smack with that one hurts. I choose not to. I'm having fun. This is my flogger that has these two points, my two pointer and middle finger can go into, that really saves your wrist when you're getting into that motion. So I just keep going. I'm enjoying myself. And I do this until my shoulder and wrist start to hurt. And I figure, time to move on. I put down the flogger. He's kind of panting now. You can tell the restraints are helping to hold him up. And I go over and I just gently touch him, nicely run my fingers over his back, over the red marks, kiss him a little bit, make him feel loved, show him some affection. I start kneading my fist into his muscles, giving him a bit of a massage. It's a little bit painful, even more so on these spots that I just did my best to bruise. He appreciates it in a slightly pained way. And I just keep rubbing and rubbing. And then I go to get the next toy. Now, when I first show this toy to subs, they make fun of me a little bit. They give me this look like, really? Really? But it's basically a feather tickler. I know what you're thinking. It's pretty close to vanilla. But the thing they never seem to take into account is the feather is not the side of it I use. It's that plastic end of it, which you can use to scratch someone with. I don't know if that's what it's intended for, but I do know I can scratch somebody hard enough to shut them up without drawing blood. So I take the scratching thing, and I just start putting my name into his back. Not enough to draw blood, but enough to agitate the skin and make it so you can see a clear outline as I go past. And I just put shibby into his back. And it's beautiful as the S is curling around and he's crying out, and you can tell it just hurts him. But he takes it. He doesn't say anything. So I put in the H and the I. And now I start to realize I did not leave enough room on his back to get this full name in here. So I make the B's a little bit smaller. And then with the Y, it kind of wraps onto his side. And I just take that tail end of the Y and I just trail it over his entire back, scratching him as he cries out and making a cute little spiral at the end of it. And I run my hands over him a little bit more as if I'm brushing it off. Though there's nothing really to brush off. And just step back and admire my work. Admire how lovely he looks, just hanging from the St. Andrew's cross. His chest is still heaving. I can't see his face because he's facing the cross, but leather restraints everywhere. And just beautiful under the lighting. My name carved into his skin. I was planning on using so many more toys, but I'm afraid by this point I just got a little too excited. I needed more. So I go up, and I uncuff his arms and his feet, and I turn him around, and then I cuff them again so that he's facing me, not the cross. And I run my hands over his body. I ask him how he's doing. He's okay. He's a good boy. And as I run my hands over my body, I tweak his nipples. I pinch them really hard. It makes them more sensitive, you know, when you pinch somebody's nipple really hard. Then when you play with it nicely, they feel it even more intensely. The sensation is even more erotic. Plus, there's always that added little aroused feeling where they're not sure if it's going to continue to feel nice or if you're going to hurt them again. So I run my hands over his body. He's still blindfolded. He never knows where I'm going to touch next. And I take my fingers over to his upper thighs and I grab enough that he winces. I do it to the other thigh. I wait for the wince. And then I grab it a little bit more and shake it, just so he knows. Moving my fingers upwards, up his thighs, up until I get to his poor little exposed cock. It's already ready for me. Already nice and hard. It doesn't take much. Some guys are just sluts. And I take my mouth and my hands and I start playing with it. His cock and his balls. I start making him even harder until I can feel him throbbing inside of my mouth and still he starts whimpering. Because he knows he had better not come without permission again. I don't really tolerate that. I punish that very severely, normally by edging for days and days and days. I get him close to the edge. I know he's close to the edge because he starts begging. Please don't make me come, Domina. Please don't make me come. Please, please. He's shaking on the cross now, and I can tell if his hand was free, he'd be trying to swap me away so he wouldn't come without permission. But he can't. He can't do anything. He has to hold it in his mind. Hold it that he doesn't come until I say so. As my lips go over his shaft and his tip. And my tongue swirls in a spiral around it. Wet and warm, and he's struggling and whimpering and begging, please don't make me come. I lift up off of it, long enough to kiss my way up his chest until I get to his face. I pull off the blindfold and kiss him on the nose. I stare him in the eyes and I tell him, do not break eye contact. My mouth goes back down his chest, pausing to bite a nipple on the way. And when I get back down, my eyes are focused on his. His eyes are focused on mine. I can see in his face the urge to roll them backwards. He does that when he feels intense arousal. His eyes just go back and all you see is the white fluttering underneath of his lashes. I can see he's straining so hard not to do that as my lips go back around his cock. sliding over, sliding him in, licking and sucking and nibbling until finally he's begging me again, very quickly actually, please don't make me come, please don't make me come. This time his eyes on mine, so I can see the pleading in them, the begging. I'm so excited by now. I want to draw it out longer, but I just can't. I need it. So I tell him, you have permission to come. I breathe it onto his cock before I start sucking him even more furiously, my hands rubbing lightly over his balls as I grasp his shaft nice and hard in between my fingertips. Sucking, blowing, my mouth coming up and down fast. It didn't take him very long to blow his load. Not very long at all. I drink it in. I debate making him eat a little bit more pineapple in his diet. And then I go back up and I kiss him on the lips. I undo his cuffs. I make him thank me properly. And then we go upstairs. When we get there, I tell him to prepare for bed, brush your teeth, all the things he needs to do. He does. I think he washes himself off a little bit. He got a little bit sweaty for some reason. I lie down on the bed, completely naked, and he climbs on. We cuddle for a bit, kissing and nibbling and me talking dirty. Him still so very spaced out from the entire ordeal. I put his head on my breast and I cuddle him for a minute, just brushing my fingers through his hair. I tell him to suck and his face goes to my nipple and his mouth goes down. He pleasantly just sucks away at it. Now, I don't know how other girls' nipples work, but with mine, anything you do to them, I don't really feel in my breasts. It's like there's a nerve connecting my nipple to my clit. And when you suck it, when you lick it, when you tweak it, I feel it down there. I feel little pulses like somebody's tugging at a little aroused string in my clit. It feels really good. I tell him to bite, because I like a little bit of pain. It took him a while to teach him how hard I wanted it, but we're there now, and he bites nice and hard. And I start pushing his head lower and lower. I'm starting to moan a little bit. It feels really good. I give him nice encouragement. I tell him what a good boy he is. He made me all dirty, and it's time for him to clean up his mess. His face going lower, his fingers now running through my inner thighs. It feels good. Just tickling. I tell him it's time to teach him how to do this right. I tell him to lightly brush my clit with his fingers. I like orgasm denial too. I like being made to want it and need it, even though I can demand it whenever I want. I just lay back as his tongue runs over me, as his fingers runs over me, as I push his head lower and lower. Until finally his mouth is on my mound, it's going down and he's sucking on my clit. And his tongue just runs over and it starts lapping in between the lips. And starts lapping all the way from my hole to my clit and back and forth. It feels surprisingly good. I'm very selective about who I allow down there. And it's been a very long time and it feels very good. His tongue just running underneath of my clit and popping over and circling around it. It feels really good, and I command him to shove his fingers inside of me. He's cute. He only puts in one. I tell him, no, put in more. And he puts in two fingers, finally three fingers, after I make a joke about, come on, baby, your dick's bigger than that. And he starts thrusting them in and out, and I start considering this boy needs to cut his fingernails. But it's good. I make him stop pretty quickly. But still, it feels nice as his tongue keeps going over me. Finally, I've teased myself too much. I lift his head by the hair. I grab it roughly and pull it up. I put him in the bed next to me. And just tell him to lay there while I roll over and finish myself off. I'm just touching him lightly with my hand or my foot now and then. I'm just letting him listen to my moans and my whimpers and my cries. Knowing that he desperately wanted to be the one to finish me off, but sorry, baby, not this time. Finally, I come, and I come hard. As I'm coming, my hand is gripping his flesh, squeezing it to what I imagine is a painful level as he listens to me moan. That happy sigh of release. And then I roll over, and I cuddle him. I tell him to face the wall. I put my arm over him, I put my arm under him, and I just hold him close, my sweet little subby little spoon. And it feels good, and we drift off to sleep. Next weekend, I'll be playing with a sub who has a pool. I haven't done it yet, but I'm thinking for this weekend I want to go do some pool hypnosis. I feel like I could improv something pretty fun using the floating waters and this floating mind. And maybe if you're good, I'll tell you all about it. Have a nice time.